UFOs. Some people claim that extraterrestrials have already visited the Earth in the form of UFOs. Scientists usually roll their eyes when they hear about UFOs and dismiss the possibility because the distances between stars are so vast. But regardless of scientists' reactions, persistent reports of UFOs have not diminished over the years. UFO sightings actually date back to the beginning of recorded history. In the Bible, the prophet Ezekiel mentions enigmatically wheels within wheels in the sky, which some believe is a reference to a UFO. In 1450 BC, during the reign of Pharaoh Thutmose III in Egypt, the Egyptian scribes recorded an incident involving circles of fire brighter than the sun, about 5 meters in size, which appeared on several days and finally ascended into the sky. In 91 BC, the Roman author Julius Obsecon wrote about a round object, like a globe, a round or circular shield that took its path in the sky. In 1235, General Yoritsune and his army saw strange globes of light dancing in the sky near Kyoto, Japan. In 1561, a large number of objects were seen over Nuremberg, Germany, as if engaged in an aerial battle. More recently, the U.S. Air Force has conducted large-scale studies of UFO sightings. In 1952, the Air Force began Project Blue Book, which analyzed a total of 12,618 sightings. The report concluded that the vast majority of these sightings could be explained by natural phenomena, conventional aircraft, or hoaxes. Yet about 6% were classified as being of unknown origin. But as a result of the Condon Report, which concluded that there was nothing of value in such studies, Project Blue Book was closed in 1969. It was the last known large-scale UFO research project of the U.S. Air Force. In 2007, the French government released its voluminous file on UFOs to the general public. The report, made available over the Internet by the French National Center for Space Studies, included 1,600 UFO sightings spanning 50 years, including 100,000 pages of eyewitness accounts, films, and audio tapes. The French government stated that 9% of these sightings could be fully explained, and that 33% have likely explanations, but that they were unable to follow up on the rest. It is hard, of course, to independently verify these sightings. In fact, most UFO reports, on careful analysis, can be dismissed as a result of the following. 1. The planet Venus, which is the brightest object in the night sky after the moon. Because of its enormous distance from the Earth, the planet appears to follow you if you are moving in a car, giving the illusion that it is being piloted the same way that the moon appears to follow you. We judge distance in part by comparing moving objects to their surroundings. Since the moon and Venus are so far away, with nothing to compare them to, they do not move with respect to our surroundings, and hence give us the optical illusion that they are following us. 2. Swamp gas. During a temperature inversion over a swampy area, gas will hover over the ground and can become slightly incandescent. Smaller pockets of gas might separate from a larger pocket, giving the impression that scout ships are leaving the mothership. 3. Meteors. Bright streaks of light can travel across the night sky in a matter of seconds, giving the illusion of a piloted ship. They can also break up, again giving the illusion of scout ships leaving the mothership. 4. Atmospheric anomalies. There are all sorts of lightning storms and unusual atmospheric events that can illuminate the sky in strange ways, giving the illusion of a UFO. In the 20th and 21st centuries, the following phenomena might also generate UFO sightings. 1. Radar echoes. Radar waves can bounce off mountains and create echoes, which can be picked up by radar monitors. Such waves even appear to zigzag and fly at enormous velocities on a radar screen, because they are just echoes. 2. Weather and research balloons. The military claims in a controversial report that the famous rumor of a 1947 alien crash at Roswell, New Mexico, was caused by an errant balloon from Project Mogul, a top-secret project to monitor radiation levels in the atmosphere in case nuclear war broke out. 3. Aircraft. Commercial and military aircraft have been known to set off UFO reports. This is particularly true of test flights by advanced experimental aircraft, such as the stealth bomber. The U.S. military actually encouraged stories of flying saucers in order to deflect attention away from its top-secret projects. 4. Deliberate hoaxes. Some of the most famous pictures that claim to capture flying saucers are actually hoaxes. One well-known flying saucer showing windows and landing pods was actually a modified chicken feeder. At least 95% of the sightings can be dismissed as one of the above, but this still leaves open the question of the remaining few percent of unexplained cases. The most credible cases of UFOs involve A. multiple sightings by independent, credible eyewitnesses, and B. evidence from multiple sources, such as eyesight and radar. Such reports are harder to dismiss, since they involve several independent checks. For example, in 1986, there was a sighting of a UFO by JAL Flight 1628 over Alaska, which was investigated by the FAA. The UFO was seen by the passengers of the JAL flight and was also tracked by ground radar. Similarly, there were mass radar sightings of black triangles over Belgium in 1989 through 90 that were tracked by NATO radar and jet interceptors. In 1976, there was a sighting over Tehran, Iran, which resulted in multiple systems failures in an F-4 jet interceptor, as recorded in CIA documents.